Back at the National FFA Convention, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Chad Baker for WITY, Farm Forward program. And this has been a great experience. Lots of Blue Jackets over here. And amongst the Blue Jackets, I have found one of our good friends, FFA advisor up at Bismarck Henning Rossville, Alvin Mallory Ames, with us to stop by and talk. Mallory, how are we doing?
We're doing great. How have you been?
I've been good. You know, it really hasn't been that long, and you were kind of here at the ground floor of what we've been doing here. And since that time, you wrapped up your first year as advisor. You're in the year two. First, let's talk about that experience.
Yeah, it's been great. I have no complaints about Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin. I have a super supportive alumni chapter and an amazing administration to back me. And it's definitely been a transition to go from the student role to the teacher role being so young, but it's been a blast, and I have great kids to make it more fun.
Now, last time we had talked, you had won that grant. You were looking to implement some things. Let's talk about how that process has started and it's possibly even working out for you.
Yeah, so we are actually getting ready to do the project that grant funded. We are making wreaths in our horticulture class for Christmas time. So we've got a few more weeks, but we'll kick that project off. But we just wrapped up our fall project in Ag Mechanics, and they were able to build some pumpkins. And so we were selling wooden pumpkins and sets of pumpkins to the community.
Very nice. Like I said, you're into year two. You're a little more settled in, have a little bit better footing of things. What's that difference like? Year one, where everything's exciting but still new and you're just kind of mowing your own way. Year two, you have a little bit more of a blueprint. What does that look like?
Yeah, year one is definitely like drinking out of a fire hose. It's very fast paced. There's a lot you don't know and there's a lot you're learning along the way. Year two has been much calmer. It's been really nice. I feel much more comfortable in the position that I'm in, but it's also a great opportunity for us to expand our chapter and try new things and kind of see what works and doesn't work for us.
You do have a great representation up there of chapter members. Let's talk about them, what the numbers look like, what the organization looks like there in the BHRA chapter, and who's standing out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're right around 70 members, which is really good for a school of about 400 total. So we've got about a fourth of the school somehow involved in either agriculture or FFA. And one student that has really stuck out this year is sophomore Danielle Behrens. She has actually placed top 10 in 4 of the 5 contests that she's participated in this year. So she has been on fire, and that being in ag sales at the section level and at the district level, placing extremely well. She placed in our forestry contest as well as our... She did not place in our soils contest, which is the one contest she did not place in. I can't recall the other contest that she placed top 10 in, but she has just been studying hard and really applying herself this year.
And only a sophomore, she got a few years left to go.
Yeah, absolutely. She actually made a TikTok the other day explaining how sad it was to see our officer team go, because our officer team is mostly juniors this year. So we will have one more year with them, but one of them being her sister, I know she'll be extremely sad to see them go a year before she does, but she has big shoes to fill, and I have no doubt that she'll fill them.
And with somebody that young, you have the opportunity, they can grow into their officer role. They may even be a multi-year officer, and it's good to have that structure around that. Let's talk about just some of the other chapter members. Anybody else that's standing out, maybe that isn't an officer yet, but maybe you're kind of trying to push that direction?
Absolutely. I've got a couple of freshmen that are super excited and trying to find a way to be involved in any way possible. I've got a couple with me this week. So Benton Brown and Bradley Heidrich are both freshmen that were able to attend National Convention. They're both athletes. They're both involved in a lot of different things throughout the school, but agriculture is a big part of both their lives. They've both grown up on farms, and they've definitely tried to pave their way, and they're doing a great job so far.
I know one of the topics of conversation that we found early on in all of our Farm Forward interviews is that there is a little bit more of an uprising for folks to start junior high FFA chapters. Is that something that's kind of in the game with BHRA? Is that something you're looking at, or where's that process at? And if not, is there somewhere down the road where that might be in play?
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, no, sadly. Being a program with one advisor, I already teach 5 different preps, 4 different preps, so it does make it a little bit more difficult to find the time. As well, being a cooperative school, we have 2 different schools that combine in high school, so it would cut almost 3 periods out of my day to try to go to another school to teach and then make it back to teach a high school class. So I don't think it's necessarily in the books until we grow a little bit more and have the potential to hire another teacher, but I know both schools are extremely extremely eager to find a way to implement ag. So our officer team has worked really hard to create some ag in the classroom programs where we can still visit and still kind of be present so they know it's an option in high school. But currently for an actual class, it's going to be difficult.
Well, I know you bring a lot of excitement to the role, and I know that's an infectious excitement that I could feel. And so if people that are like you latch on, in no time at all, you're going to be able to fill those positions and be able to grow that chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. I know right now just some of the students that I student taught or students that graduated last year that are going into agriculture as a whole are extremely eager to get involved in the industry. And I just spent some time listening to the extemporaneous public speaking finals for the national competition. And just to see what's coming is absolutely amazing. And it's an inspiration to what people have said is kind of a generation that's falling. And yet, if they're wearing the blue jacket, I think they've got miles to go.
Absolutely. Before we tie up with you, Mallory, let's talk about the convention itself. Anything here that you've heard in your time here or anything that your chapter members have come up and said, hey, you know, we experienced this. This is something we can implement. Anything that you could take away from the 2025 convention so far that you're looking to implement back at your home chapter?
Yeah, obviously, it's really cool to see all of the different programs, and it's a great opportunity to get new ideas. We haven't had the opportunity to sit down in a session that necessarily talked about any of the national chapter awards or any of the programs that we could implement at home, but I do know that a lot of the kids are making great friends and they're developing these relationships that will take them so far, and it's really cool because they connect with them throughout the school year and, hey, we're doing this, you should implement this, or hey, we did this, you guys should try this. So it's a great way for us to stay in touch with other chapters and come up with those ideas down the road.
Very good. Well, I'm going to let you get back because I know it's a very, very busy week here. But I appreciate you spending some time with us. Look forward to catching up here as the school year moves on, and all the best to you here the rest of the week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
That's Mallory Ames, BHRA advisor. We'll have more reports coming up from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Chad Baker for WITY.